Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, it's Clarissa. We are back in the limelight yet again this week with another extraordinary entrepreneur. And wait till you hear about all the amazing things that she is doing to help out. I think her story is amazing. I love her product, and you are going to too, as for sure. So don't forget that you can see all of the videos. You can see them on, obviously, on YouTube, Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, and Amazon Fire. The podcasts are on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and we don't forget our good friends over at Inspired News Radio. You're going to want to remember also to get over to clarissaburt.com, where you can see our digital magazine. It is In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And speaking of savvy entrepreneurs, wait until you meet Kay McDonald. She happens to live in the same town that I do, and we don't know each other. We have just met. And I have to say, she's extraordinary. Look at that smile. Isn't she fabulous? I tell you, I'm so thrilled to have you on, and I love what you do. It is Charity Charms. And I wanted to know, Kay, how I'm going to put it up on the ticker underneath so everybody can go over and take a look while we're chatting. How did Charity Charms get started? I've got pictures I'm going to throw up while you're talking, so people will have a reference. But tell everybody the concept behind Charity Charms and how I got started.
Okay, super. Well, the concept of Charity Charms is that we use the power of charms to help raise awareness and funds for important causes. And my background is I used to be a retail buyer for department stores. I had my own women's accessory business, and I used to do fundraisers for charities. And as I was doing these, I just felt that there was a need for a more upscale item that would appeal to women donors, for galas, events, and other than the traditional, you know, hat or pen or t-shirt. Yeah. And this was about 16 years ago. And at that time, too, there started to be a resurgence of charms. You know, charms kind of go in and out of style, but they're a constant. But people hadn't been wearing them for a while. All of a sudden, charms were the buzz. And I thought, gosh, you know, this could be a great opportunity to marry two things, a fashion trend of charms, and then this need, you know, to help charities.
Right.
So I came up with the idea for Charity Charms. At first, I was just going to do like six bracelets, and I was going to offer a variety of charms, like a paw for an animal and a cross for, you know, a Catholic Charities or whatever. And I had collected all these brochures, and I had them out on my table one day, and I looked down, and oh my gosh, the logos, the little icons and the logos from all the charities just jumped out at me. And I thought, those would make fantastic charms. Yeah. And what branding and identification that would give to the charity as well. Sure. And so, you know, charms have been worn for centuries by people to show their passions, their interests, and what better vehicle for people to wear to show that they're engaged with or supported a charity.
Well, what girl hasn't had a charm bracelet? I mean, come on, let's be honest. And what it definitely does is it really personalizes you and lets the world kind of know who you are and what you're about. It's almost kind of like the first social media, if you will, right? You had on your charm, and then all the charms around that were kind of a reflection of who you are, what you loved, your family. It was just kind of this really conglomeration of all kind of, you know, who you really were, right?
It's like the story of your life on your arm, right?
Story of your life on your arm. And I know that you were enamored with your grandmother's charm bracelet.
That's right.
What did she have on her charm bracelet?
Yes, my grandmother had a fabulous charm bracelet, and she had 16 grandchildren. We were all on the bracelet, and along with other charms. And we would just sit there as grandma would talk, and her bracelet would be rattling, and we were always enamored with it. It just brought back such beautiful memories, that lovely tinkle, it's soothing, calming, and then listening to her tell the stories of each of us and where all the charms came from.
Well, don't you have the bracelet still today?
I do.
That must be such a treasure.
Oh, it is. And you know what? I should have had it with me. I'm sorry, but
no,
I do have it.
No,
I have a picture of it on my website.
No worries, no worries. Oh, okay. Well, here's one picture that I absolutely love. I'm going to throw that up in the middle. Sorry, it's the best we can do with StreamYard. But look at all those charms, everybody, that Kay's got it. And what I do love about this also, Kay, is that all the materials that you use are sustainable. So take, you know, it's a recycled pewter. Tell us all about a little bit more about the charm. Sorry, I'm covering us up, but I do want everybody.
No, that's fine. In fact, this is a great picture. This is a grouping of charms that we did for a charity called Best Friends Animal Society. And we use recycled pewter to make all of our charms. They're all made in the USA. And then this particular product, which is called Charm of Power, uses semi-precious stones also. Uh-huh. So it ties in with, you know, the power of charms, the power of a stone, and it's all eco-friendly.
Tell me about this one. Same thing.
Well, this is kind of our signature box. This is a Charity Charms logo box. It shows a sampling of different logo charms in it, and it's kind of our branded photo for our website to show the variety that we can do.
Right. And then we got this last one here, just another picture of a beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. And this is actually, I actually have that bracelet on today. It's a custom bracelet that we did for a private women's membership group called the No Tribe, which actually is based in Phoenix, but is now national. And they give that bracelet to every woman as kind of her membership initiation. So they can't be bought. They're just a lovely thing. And then all the members wear them and makes them feel aligned.
Yeah, and this is really, first of all, it's just a really cool gift, and it's another really great way to bring together, you know, a tribe, a community, and, you know, make them feel kind of really special with the different things that you are able to create for them. And it's not only bracelets. I saw, you know, everything. I mean, I saw keychains.
Yeah, we do even cufflinks and lapel pins. We do little boxes. We do all kinds of products. We can source anything. We are a private label B2B company. So we're not a retail company per se. And so companies and charities come to us to create beautiful branded items for specific campaigns. So we tie in their colors, their messaging, their logos. I actually have a example of one right now. We do this custom carding for every item. Kind of like a mini brochure. It tells the story.
Yes.
This is one that's like it's a keychain. It's a key fob that can hang on anything. Right. So it's very unisex.
It's a little blurry, but I think we get the concept. It's certainly if they go to charitycharms.com, they can see everything we're talking about. So, you know, we do the best that we can, everybody, with technology. Every once in a while, something's a little bit blurry than we'd like, but I'm sure that you're absolutely, you are hearing perfectly, and everything that you need to see, you can see over at Charity Charms. What do you think, I mean, what would you say inspires you the most about the work that you do?
Well, it's the connections and the collaborations truly is what my inspiration is. I don't consider myself a jewelry designer. I'm more of a merchandiser, marketer. And what I try and do with every program, especially for every charity, is find a sponsor, a company to underwrite the program for the charity so that the charity doesn't have to spend any money and 100% of the proceeds go back to the charity. And sometimes it's like putting a puzzle together. You know, I've got an animal charity, we want to find somebody that aligns with that, maybe a pet food store, or if it's a grocery store, we want to connect them with a charity that serves the hungry. So it's actually really fascinating, and it's a whole area called cause marketing that we specialize in.
And I noticed that also that, you know, you do ship all over the world. It's not a local, it's not a national. This is a national concern. So anybody that's listening on the other side, you know, of the pond, whichever pond we want to talk about, I mean, you know, you definitely are shipping all over the world.
We've served charities all over the world, absolutely.
Yeah, and so is it word of mouth? Are they finding you? Are you reaching out? How do you promote your business?
You know, it's a combination of things. We have a website, and we've been in business for 16 years. We do a lot with social media. We do weekly email blasts. We have a lovely following. I would say 80% 80% of our business is word of mouth. And the rest of it is probably people looking online and that have a specific need, a specific campaign, a specific event or gala.
And it's cool that you get to go to a lot of the really neat events here too.
Oh yes. Now that not so much right now, but
but yeah. I'm sure that in the past and certainly in the near future.
Usually 3 a week.
Yeah. That's crazy, but lots of fun because you get to meet a lot of people, network, and that there again, people get to know much more about you. Obviously, you've been in the business for 16 years, but certainly, you know, they get to see all the really cool things that you're creating each time you've got a new charity to promote. So tell me about some of the projects or programs you've got coming up or you're launching in the future.
Sure. Well, the one that's really exciting right now is something that came out of COVID-19. It's called Key to Strength. And what we're doing is we are collaborating. We're getting local companies that are doing well with charities that really have expanded needs during COVID. You know, charities, they need to keep going. And most of them, their services are really maxed out even more than they were before. Yet they've lost substantial funds. So this is an opportunity to put a charity and a company together and do a collaborative donation campaign. I'll show you this one right now. I'd held this up before, but September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And okay. So we are working with a charity called Amanda Hope Rainbow Angels that supplies comfort care kids to children in hospitals. Wow. And the National Bank of Arizona came in as the sponsor. So they underwrote the program. Right. We made this little fob. It says it's a key. It has strength on it. You can see it all on our website. Running a donation campaign. It's a whole social media blitz. And then next month, Key to Strength will pivot into a campaign for domestic violence to tie in with domestic violence. And that is October's Domestic Violence Month. We're doing the Sojourner Center and we have Arizona Facial Plastics as our sponsor. And then the following month, November, Key to Strength pivots to a new campaign, which is all about hunger. And we're working on that right now to combine several charities and several corporate sponsors. So really exciting. And it's all online, which is different for us. We've had to pivot.
Yeah.
Before we would just create the products, send them to the charity and the charity would do the distribution. Now with nobody being able to congregate, we have had to add an additional arm to our business where we actually send out the individual items to the donors.
What did that look like from an entrepreneurial standpoint? What did that look like? When did you realize that it was like, okay, you know, from overnight, we've got to shift, we've got to pivot. What are we going to do? What direction are we moving in? Who do we call? Because I think, you know, majority of solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, we all went through the same thing.
Oh,
at
sure.
At the same time. Yeah. And a lot of people didn't know about this other, you know, technology. I've been using Zoom and something like Zoom for a very long time because I'm in the business of interview. That's what I do.
Sure.
But a lot of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs didn't even know that Zoom existed. So how did you know that this was the time, jump on the horse, got to do this quickly, or we're gonna miss out?
You know, I got on the phone with my clients. I'm like, what are you doing? What can we do to help?
Right.
And they all said, we have these huge events planned. I mean, you know, they already had things planned for October, November. Right. They weren't sure if they could do them. And so everyone had to pivot quickly and figure out how to do virtual online campaigns.
Sure.
And for us, we're like, okay, how's that going to work? Because, you know, we have products that need to get into the hands of the donors and supporters. And I had fought for years not having to do individual fulfillment. But you know what? You do what you have to do to make things happen. And it's opened up a whole new frontier and a whole new host of opportunities. So,
really,
you know,
has.
I think it's, you know, lemons into lemonade.
Absolutely. And it's funny because, as I said, I'm in the business of, that's what I do. I interview entrepreneurs all over the world, you know, every day. And everybody said the same thing. One of the other things they're saying is, ever since COVID, I'm working double time, if not triple time, the amount I don't know. I don't know what that mathematical equation looks like or how it's formulated. All I know is I was busy before, but I am busier now that I'm staying at home and don't have to be on the road. I don't have to be at events. It's crazy, but true. Or did you find that happening?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like three times as busy, but you know what also I'm loving is that Any extra time that I used to use going to events and stuff, I'm taking that time and I'm learning new things. Yeah. I launched a podcast as well. I'm learning how to do all kinds of ways to be, you know, more productive. I'm exploring new products. I'm trying to use this as a growth and development time as well. So there are no extra minutes in the day.
There are no extra minutes in the day. Funny you should say too about the learning and courses and classes part. I mean, at Coursera and Linda on LinkedIn, or I'm a big fan of Udemy. I am constant. If I am not working, I am constantly learning. There is something new all coming up down the pike every day. And I think, we as entrepreneurs need to really stay abreast of, we're not the 19-year-old college kid who's, had an iPhone in their hand since they were two, right? So we have to really, I think, and that is, you're right, it does take a lot more time. Let me ask you this. How much time are you dedicating to self-care?
Oh, well.
I mean, there's a lot going on there because, we working as much as we are. I think I just want to put out that reminder to the entrepreneurs that are following us. Please don't forget.
It's so important.
You need to step away. I'm the worst offender, so I think I'm saying it more to remind myself than to remind our listeners. But that is, don't forget that, if you go down, it all goes down. So just make sure you're cutting out and carving out the time for yourselves as well to, take a bath, light a candle, get some essential oils. I don't know what you do, but don't forget to do that and drink lots of water. I don't know why we went down that path, Kay, but I just felt called to do it.
Right. And the online meditations, there's all kinds of stuff online that I've discovered about that helps with self-care. So you nailed that one.
I do want to remind everybody, apart from charitycharms.com, which you see on the ticker below, don't forget that you can find Kay and Charity Charms pretty much everywhere on social. She's from Facebook to Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. So Charity Charms, you can find her there as well. You did say something about a giveaway, and that's your free download of Charm School over on, you can get it at charitycharms.com, everybody. Get that download. What can everybody expect to see by downloading Charm School?
Well, Charm School is a compilation of ideas and inspirations that we have learned over the last 16 years to help causes, anybody who's doing an event. It doesn't necessarily have to be a charity, but it just talks about how to execute and engage your community using the power of charms.
Using the power of charms. Uh-huh. Okay. So if you've got a logo, a company, you've got a why, you've got a 501c3, you've got a charity, you've got
a school, a women's group.
This is the perfect product. I'm going to ask this. I do ask this question frequently of the entrepreneurs that are that come on with us because I love the different answers that we get. And you can't say marriage and you can't say your kids. You have to say no. No, I get that that was a special day and the kids are, I get all that. I want to know from you, Kay, business-wise, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say up to date was your crowning moment?
I think this is very interesting. I think one of my crowning moments was in 2008, to be honest with you, when the economy just fell apart. Mm-hmm. I used to only do sterling silver and I had a retail business and I had to sit back and reinvent my business. I introduced new products in pewter. I stopped doing retail. I went wholesale. I took my company in a whole new direction and that saved my company at that time. And it's interesting because with today's, COVID challenges and stuff, I've kind of had to sit back as well and go, okay, we got through this before. Here we go again. How are we going to take this, stay in business and make it better? And you did.
So congratulations on that. That is really extraordinary work. And I think that's a really great way to end the show is by saying you got to be ready to pivot on a moment's notice. And when you are a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, stuff's going to happen. The economy's going to happen,
Nimble and creative, right?
Elections are going to happen. And with every election, things change. So there's always, you can always count on that one thing, and that is change, right? I mean, I think that's the only thing that's a constant. And the only thing that we can count on is that things are going to change. So stay buoyant and stay flexible, and don't let it get to you. You know, just keep yourself up there and out there, and reach out if you need it, because I've seen a lot of people who are having difficult times as well. So we want to make sure everybody's happy and healthy, and just know that you're going to get through this. Kay, you have been an extraordinary interview. I can't thank you enough for taking the time. I am going to ask you to stay right there while I say goodbye to our listeners. Everybody, don't forget, we are going to be here again this same time next week for yet another fabulous entrepreneur in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. Bye, everybody, for now. Talk to you really soon. Bye.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube. And you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to inthelimelightmedia.com to read our digital magazine. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.